Good morning. It is a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
We've known it's been a tentative deal for about just under a week, but now it's official. There is an agreement on legalization of recreational use of marijuana in New York.
That's right. After a couple of tries over the last couple of years, lawmakers finally have reached an agreement between the Senate Assembly and Governor Cuomo. Lots of details to look at. Sales would be restricted to people 21 and over. There would be a three-tiered market, sort of like alcohol with your wholesaler, distributor, and retailer. Taxes would be stiff, about 13 cents on the dollar. You would be able to grow at home up to 6 plants for a person or 12 for a house. There would be increased use of medical marijuana. There's earmarked money for specific issues such as community grants and schools. One important thing also is this is going to take a lot of time to get all this infrastructure up and running. Legislators are talking about sales maybe not beginning until September of 2022. And one of the more interesting little small sidelights of this was the last holdup was over impaired driving and whether that should be a violation or remain a crime. It's going to remain a crime. They're also going to do a study to look at developing devices to see about law enforcement being able to detect impaired driving. All of it will be voted on probably on Tuesday, tomorrow.
Of course, it's not included in the budget, which is due April 1st, something the governor wanted.
That's right, and that's only days away. I mean, there's not been much movement over the weekend. We do know some things about the budget, is that thanks to Washington's help and some improving economy, there's not going to be cuts, as the governor proposed back in January. The big issue now is taxes and how high or whether to raise rates on corporations and big earners in order to fund more schools and health care. That's sort of the big issue right now as they head towards the April 1 deadline.
Finally, not good news, COVID going in the wrong direction in New York and New Jersey, even President Biden warning states where it's on the rise not to let their guard down.
That's right. In New York, the test positivity rate over the weekend was up to 3.5%. In some areas, it's even higher. Long Island, for example, was close to 5%. The average number of deaths per day in the U.S. is also up. It was 62,000 in the last week compared to 54,000 just a week earlier. And according to the Johns Hopkins University tracker, New York is at the top of the list of new deaths due to COVID in the last week or so.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.